Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to continue our conversation about the five things we need to know about technological change from a great talk given by the late author Neil Postman titled, Five Things We Need to Know About Technological Change that Mr. Postman gave in 1998. As a reminder, in case you missed the first two points, here's what they were. Point one. Culture always pays a price for technology. Point two, there are always winners and losers in technological change. And today we'll cover point three. Every technology has a philosophy, which is given expression in how the technology makes people use their minds. In Postman's talk, there was actually a little bit more to this point, and I'll provide a link to the entire talk in the show notes for the additional context. But Postman was basically saying here that every technology has a kind of predisposition or a context that the proponents of a given technology are often predisposed to think about in a certain way. Here's an example. For people, say, who are techies, every problem that they face is one mainly of data, analysis, information, algorithms, etc. And tech people can tend to have a tendency to think about the world and its problems as simply data challenges. The drawback of this approach is to limit the importance and influence, or maybe even to ignore altogether, human factors like emotion, judgment, maybe even empathy, can take tech people or people who have embraced a brand new technological innovation too far down their own path of thinking and their own mindset and kind of a narrow tech-flavored view of the world. Every new technology essentially codifies the world, and we tend to only think about new technologies in one way, in a narrow way. So even if it's not obvious, every technology has this kind of philosophy, which is given expression in how it makes us think, what it makes us do, how it codifies the world, which of our senses it amplifies, and maybe which of our emotional and intellectual tendencies it makes us disregard. For the HR and HR tech context that we usually think about on this show, this is really clear. Adopting new HR technologies, particularly things like artificial intelligence, predictive analytics, in theory, bias-free algorithmic decision-making, these can have a way to narrow our focus, narrow our thinking, and make us think about all people problems and people decisions as simply data problems and data decisions. While the technologies and the data and the algorithms and AI are going to help us do our jobs better in AI and hopefully make people's jobs and lives and organizations better, we can't be blind to the things that these technologies also make us disregard, right? That's what Postman's point was. We have to keep our minds open the entire time we're thinking about and embracing new technologies. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.